following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland, from the home office in Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you for downloading and listening or streaming or however it is that you're consuming this. Obviously, it's not by broadcast because this would be a podcast, a term I am still not ready to wrap my hands around. I know, what are we, 200 episodes into this madness, and this is kind of how this goes, I suppose. It seems like we've gone ahead and slipped into the change a little bit as best as we can. I do have kind of an interesting schedule ahead of me. I'm going to be out of town myself for a few days, and it's going to kind of throw a kink into things. I guess, I don't know. We're trying to stay on top of it. So during the transitional phase of all of this, it's just going to take a little bit of time to make sure that we get this right. So last week we just went on out there with Bill Bannister and had us a large time. This show is cool too, because we're gonna pull this one off the air like we did as well. Perhaps you got it, perhaps you didn't. William Charles from the William Charles Collective and his buddy Matt came into the studio, and we chatted about vlogging. We'll tell you about that a little bit later on. Plus, music from Butch Mudbone from his new record. So that's all happening out there, and such as it is. Next week, I don't know. Actually, I do know. I just haven't gotten to it yet. So, but what I've noticed here about this new production schedule, though, is it frees me up, even though I can be I can basically be a week in advance still, as I've always been. But this part of the program, this little monologue bit that I do, I can do it like, make it topical and fun. Thanksgiving just happened. Yeah, I wouldn't have known this had I not gone onto Facebook and seen all the pictures of people's turkeys. we've progressed a bit as a society. I will give us that. We have moved on. We used to take pictures of our food everywhere we went. Everything was on Instagram or Facebook. Hey, look, I'm eating something. Take a look at, and we've talked about this. Food never photographs well. It just doesn't work that way. And even more so around this time of year, around the holidays, you got people taking pictures of their Thanksgiving dinner, which goes to show you something, which is an interesting slice of the of society, is that everybody basically eats, not everybody, most of you eat basically the same thing for the traditional Thanksgiving dinner, which first of all is not really dinner because it's usually had at about 3 or 4 in the afternoon, because you got to leave yourself room to nap and pass out. It's a chance to be gluttonous. Thankful is the idea. We got to be thankful for the things that we have, which is never enough, because we're going to go hop out there and go spend all of our money on Good Friday and do all of that. It's
an American tradition, bro. You shouldn't be, shitting on it like that.
I'm not really shitting on it. You see, not everybody sits down and tucks into a Thanksgiving turkey and the stuffing.
It's dressing, bro. You live in the South.
Green bean casserole, pumpkin pie. All that, candied yams, cranberry sauce out of a can, maybe, I don't know, or some people do it the old-fashioned way. It doesn't really matter. It's fine. It's great. Nothing wrong with that. I'm kind of over it. It's just the wife and I, the dog and two cats, and here's what I ate for Thanksgiving. I had the garden omelet and 3 pancakes from IHOP. And the wife had the harvest grain pancakes from IHOP. And there was beer involved at some point later in the day. That was it.
Oh, how sad.
It's not sad. That's just kind of how we are. It's just, there's no sense in, Neither one of us are massive turkey fans. You know, at least I'm not. The immigrant might be. But look, she's not even from this country. The concept of a Thanksgiving dinner is kind of wasted on her. And it's not a bad thing. It's just, you know, do y'all have 4th of July in Ireland? No, ma'am, we skipped from the 3rd to the 5th. That's the great line that they have over there. But it's kind of like that in a roundabout way, because Thanksgiving is traditionally, well, it is. It's entirely an American invention. Yes, I know there's a Thanksgiving in Canada. They do it a little bit earlier, and they're very sweet about it. They're very nice about it, and they have their thing. And we have ours, and ours is what's nice about it. What I do like about the holiday is that it's not necessarily rammed down people's throat like Christmas is, because we start celebrating Christmas around Halloween. And it goes all the way, you know, through the Super Bowl, mind you. But still, you know, people go nuts over the Christmas thing. You know, the whole war on Christmas. But Thanksgiving somehow manages to be somewhat pure in that. I say somewhat because you're still inundated with Black Friday sales happening today. Later on today at your local blah, blah store to get your whatever it is that you're after. That still happens, and that's all well and good. Okay, I get it. But for the most part, there's this time, at least with most people, where you sit down over your traditional Thanksgiving dinner, supper, lunch, whatever it is, and you enjoy it. You discuss things. You try to be thankful. You try to be positive. There's usually family around. That is until, you know, Uncle Jimmy gets too far into the wild turkey, the wrong turkey, or the right turkey, depending on your perspective. And then starts to cuss out your mother because she was just a horrible person growing up. That or whatever the case is. I mean, it's always the same. We skip all that. And yes, I mentioned I had the garden omelet and the pancakes at the IHOP. And notice on my Facebook feed, there's not a picture of it. You know why? I don't take pictures of my food that I'm about to consume that somebody else made for me. I know, shallow. Be wild. Be different. No, y'all are all eating the same thing. I'm having something different. My stepping away from the traditional Thanksgiving dinner happened a long time ago, actually. Not that you guys may care. Maybe you do. I just got tired of the idea of just, why does it always have to be turkey? I'm not really a fan of turkey. How about a nice piece of fish? How about a nice salmon, a good smoked salmon? Now we're talking. Smoked salmon and some asparagus. There you go. With maybe some good rice. Or this. I had a craving for this. I was craving some Indian food. Why not? Red dot, not how. I was craving some curry is really what it boils down to. Or some Asian food, maybe some Thai or Chinese. You see, it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter what it is that you are sitting down to tuck into for this Thanksgiving feast, because when it boils down to it, the whole concept, the whole idea of all of this is the fact that you're supposed to take a moment and think about maybe it's the past year, maybe it's a lost life that somebody had years ago, and you are trying to rekindle that to a certain extent to where it's going to be okay. And you're trying to be thankful for everything that life has bestowed upon you, or for that those things that you have been working so hard to earn. That's kind of what that is. It doesn't really matter whether it's turkey, chicken, hamburger, a bowl of tomato soup. It doesn't matter. I get the spirit of the whole thing. So, quite frankly, I like it because the time when everybody's sitting down and eating their gluttonous meal, the streets are mine, bitches, because I'm out there driving, ain't nobody out there. And me and the wife, we headed to the IHOP, and then we're going to head over to the grocery store. I'm going to pick up a 12-pack of some bubbly goodness, and y'all just sit down and just do your thing, and I'm going to get completely an ass-whip tore up, man. You know what I'm saying? That's my ideal Thanksgiving. Oh, my God. Well, enough of all of that. Enough of all of that. What do we got on the program? Coming up here in just a moment, William Charles Collective, they came into the studio, is it the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, actually, and stopped in, and William's a great cat. He's also the... he's the caretaker and runner of a vlog, V-L-O-G, not a blog, but a V. He's a vlogger. Yes, he is. And he's going to tell you about it. And it's brand new. And it's just some really cool stuff that's coming. I mean, we're gonna have a conversation with him. He and Matt came down bearing musical instruments, mind you. And they played a couple of tunes. We're gonna have them on this show here in just a moment. You're going to hear all of that, plus the conversation about the vlog. And where to find it, and who's all on it, and all that other fun stuff, and some really cool things as well. Plus, a little bit later on, music from Butch Mudbone. See, this is just, it's a holiday extravaganza. It's a cavalcade of entertainment. And it's all coming up next right here from Radioland.
The Broom Closet is your one-stop shop for all of your metaphysical supplies and gifts. We stock candles, herbs, gemstones, incense, salt lamps, and more. We also host monthly rituals and events for those looking to get together with like-minded people. And the Broom Closet is the only place you can get your cards read by me, Reverend Emily. I'm an ordained Wiccan minister and Reiki master. Book your next tarot reading and see what's in the cards for you. Discover conscious living and being connected to an awesome community. The Broom Closet Metaphysical Shop is located in downtown Memphis, or visit our online store at thebroomclosetmemphis.com. The Broom Closet, where magic begins.
Here in the studio, we're fortunate to have a little bit of live music happening. It looks like hopefully we'll get to the William Charles Collective is in here. What's up?
How's it going, man?
Going well. Get a little closer on that mic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's, there you go, man. Yeah, now.
All right, man. I'm glad to be here. It's fantastic to see the studio.
Yeah, you haven't been here since this came down, have you?
I have not.
This mic is acting really weird. Wow, that's a noise. Mm. Oh my goodness, we may have to move you around over here on this one.
No, Matt,
I'm okay. I'm not much of a talker.
Yeah, but
he's not much of a talker.
Yeah, but I might want to hear that big fiddle you're playing.
I imagine you will.
Well, when we get to that, we'll do that.
The world's largest fiddle.
The world's largest fiddle. There we go. All right. So how's it going?
It's going great, man.
Yeah, it has been a long time no see.
It's been a long time. It's kind of. Few changes over the years, personally, and with the band and things like that, but everything's going great. We're still plugging along.
Yeah.
Lynchburg Legends, 2 times a week. I guess shameless plug. We play up there, Lynchburg Legends.
What, 5 years now?
It's actually, I started my 7th year.
Seven years at Lynchburg Legends.
Consecutively,
wow.
Yes. Yeah. So that's, for better or worse, it's been great.
What nights of the week are you there?
We're there Wednesday nights from 6 p.m. to 9, and we're also there Friday nights from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Yeah, well, that's a good night then.
It is.
So you can go on and go play a late show if you need to after.
Yes, if we need to. I can go catch one. I can go play one.
Right, right.
Try and catch these guys, Matt, joining me here. We've been playing together for a while.
Yeah.
And you may know him from the Ghost Town.
The Ghost Town Blues Band, yeah. Matt Isbell and company.
I told you I was going to drop names, man.
You did.
I told you I was going
to drop names. What this is for, man. Just to keep it going. Yeah. You got a vlog now.
I have a vlog, yeah. I started actually about a month ago. It's called The Weekend Vlogger.
Yeah.
And it originally, I just wanted to have some more things to put out on YouTube. I'd been making some videos for a while. I thought, hey, I'll just be real goofy and set it to music and then go with it. And now it's kind of evolving into, I want to show people that aren't from the South a better version than maybe what they have in their head from the South. Some people think we're all just a bunch of redneck hillbillies that
sometimes, they think a bunch of hicks are down here just trying to bang out, but they don't. No, but I do have a lot of faith in what we're seeing nationally as people look at Memphis as a true legitimate music town.
Right. Yeah. Yes, and that needs to be portrayed out there: the music, the arts, everything.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. And I've been saying it for years now. I mean, we've been on the air for 6 years, but I think especially over the past 4 or 5. We've been seeing a bit of a renaissance in the scene here.
Yes.
It's growing, and it's not just that there's more bands that are here, it's just the quality of the sound that's coming out of this town is getting, it's improving constantly. I get blown away by going to some of these shows that I see here in town. It's like, wow, guys.
All the time.
Like with the blues show here on Sunday nights, I'm consistently knocked out of my shoes by what comes down here.
Oh, but Memphis has always been known for it, but I think, like you said, it's getting a little bit more of a resurgence and revival here in Memphis, where, you know, hopefully other places will start taking notice, and, you know, we can...
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
It'd be great if they would, you know.
Yeah, it would be good. You know, we had Willie and the Planks in here from Lebanon, Tennessee, a couple of Sundays back, and Willie Hall came in and just sat in and played drums with him, which freaked those guys out. That was a trip.
I cannot imagine.
And that's the thing about this space that we're in, is that so many legendary performers have been down here, and we'll meet these veteran performers, and they still have something to say. They still have something to play. You know, they want to continue on, and they love playing with the younger artists because they're feeling like, hey, let me show you something.
Yeah, you know? Let me help you here. Look, check this out.
Yeah, a lot of times we'll be in here doing a thing, and they're out there talking, and go, hey, let me tell you how to keep your money. You know, that kind of thing.
Ooh, I need to learn that part.
it's tough. It is tough. So your vlog is about that, though. Is it about the music scene?
It's a little bit more of, I guess, a snapshot of my life. You know, the reason I call it the weekend vlogger is I work a 9-to-5, also play 2 gigs a week at least. And so the weekend, that's really the only time that I can, you know, use that creative side on making videos and taking trips and travel.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to incorporate a lot more about Memphis. I've got some things coming down the pipeline with the High Tone, Dirty Cotton t-shirts. I'm going to do a couple vlogs on them, and I want to just highlight more about Memphis, and, you know, obviously still do the goofy stuff, and, you know, do some dancing in slow motion just for giggles, and I guess, but,
sure,
you know.
And it's on YouTube, right?
It's on YouTube, yeah.
Do you have a website as well that you partner with us, or?
No, I'm not, actually. I'm working on getting a website. There's a Facebook page, there's an Instagram page, there's a Snapchat that you can follow on the weekends. And then Monday mornings generally is when the uploads will come out once a week on YouTube. If you would like to, just go to YouTube, search for The Weekend Vlogger.
The Weekend Vlogger?
No, I'm sorry. Just Weekend Vlogger.
Weekend Vlogger.
Yes. Vlogger with 2 G's.
Yes. Vlogger. Not B. V as in video.
Yes. Yeah. And we are on, right now I'm working on episode 9. So
oh, congrats. So it's still a new show for you.
Yes,
yeah.
It is still very new.
But man, you were telling me you were getting some good some views and some good downloads on this thing already.
I've gotten some really good hits. The response has been really good. And speaking of that, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Because I've had so much early success with it, in my opinion, I've decided, in order to gain some more subscribers, right now I'm running a giveaway. Between now and this next Sunday, if you subscribe to the channel, you're entered into the drawing to win a $50 Amazon gift card.
How about that?
That's all you got to do. Just subscribe to it.
Just subscribe, and it's just that simple.
Watch a couple videos. If after
Man,
the drawing, yeah, no, well, if you're already a subscriber, you're automatically entered in there as well. So.
Right on.
So there you go. You know,
it's now, and this coming Sunday, the 26th.
The 26th, yes.
Yeah, between now and the 26th, yeah.
For editing purposes, I just got to make sure that I cut it off at a certain point
right.
So I can get it out there Monday morning. So 26th, make sure you're subscribed by then, and you may win $50 in Amazon gift cards.
How about that? That's pretty cool.
I like to give back every now and then
the best
way I can, you know, so...
Yeah, you got to. That's, you know, you got to bribe. It's bribing your listeners.
Exactly. Like, hey, I don't know if you're going to like these videos or not, but
give us a chance, right?
You know, it's like, give me a chance.
Sure. Yeah.
And that's what, you know, places like this. This gave me a chance maybe 4 years ago to go live on the air and play a song, and that worked out great. I can promise you that. So thank you again.
Oh, not a problem. That's, you know, this is why we built it, you know.
Exactly.
It's for, you know, and being able to move into a facility like we are here, you know, that just makes it a little easier for everybody to come down here and spread out and come play. And, you know, we do stuff all the time. We try to be as accommodating as we possibly can, you know.
It looks great. That's great.
It's great. It's got a really groovy vibe down here. It feels good. It's good and warmed in, you know. We had to clean the carpets before we moved in because there was a lot of funk in here, but I blame the bass players, really.
Hey, yeah,
laying
exactly.
down the funk.
Too much funk had been
too
laid
much
down over
funk
the years.
Had been laid in. I kid. Oh, it was, and no, it's good. And you know, being able to
you know, because radio stations, I mean, a long time ago used to do this. You know, they would, artists would come in off the street and sometimes they'd bring a record and they'd get it on the air and they quit doing all that stuff.
Right.
You know,
nowadays, if you want to get on syndicated radio, I really don't even know what you got to do other than know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody.
Yeah, write a check.
Like that, with the check.
Yeah, payola is a thing.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to do that for us, just contact me through Facebook or whatever. You know, we accept all major credit cards.
We decided early on that we would never go that route because there were, it just seems kind of stupid.
Right.
And it's a tacky move anyway, but there's a lot of times you would have a really good band that didn't have any money and you want to get them on there, you want to help them out, but you couldn't because you're like, I got to charge you for it. But then you've got really shitty bands that have money, mm-hmm. and now your radio station sounds like ass, and yes. No one's listening to it.
Nobody wants to listen to it, regardless of how much money you've
made. That's correct. That is correct. So we, the way we look at it is, look, if we can get you on and somebody heads over to iTunes or wherever and downloads the song, you make a buck out of it just like that, and you never know.
Right.
You never know.
It only takes one. That's why... Over the years, I mean, there's a lot of times as a musician, I'm sure Matt can attest to this, and you as well. In this field in general with music, there's a lot of times where it's like, all right, I think I just want to dig ditches for the rest of my life at this point.
Enough of this. I got to go shovel dog shit at the track.
If this is going to be this hard, but that's the thing, is you keep on going because you never know, especially with the way technology is today. It could be the next video. It could be the next song on iTunes.
The next moment, yeah.
Exactly. You make a Facebook post, and there you go. It goes viral, and hey.
Exactly. Trust me, like anybody else I've thought about, you know, I could just pack it up and be done with this and go do something else, and it'd be like, that would be the day that I would get that phone call. It's like, oh, it's a shame that you walked away.
Right, right, yeah.
Because we were getting ready to drop $10 million into you, or, you know, I exaggerate, but you just don't know who's listening.
Exactly.
You just don't know.
And you take one person, like I said, we play at the hotel, and that's pretty much the main gig right now for the William Charles Collective. We do other ones as well. We just did one at the Dixon Art Gallery.
Oh, how cool.
That was a pretty good one. And wine down, it's a bunch of wine. We weren't drinking. We were playing.
You should be.
Yeah, I know.
To put up with that.
but you never know. You know, somebody could walk into the hotel that we're playing on a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And I don't know this guy from Adam, but, you know.
And they're all from out of town.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Maybe he's got a very large check he wants to write. Or maybe he knows somebody that says, hey, I'll cut you a record.
You know what you get a lot? You get people. Just that look like they're on their phone and you can never really tell.
Yeah.
Maybe they're filming you and sending you to their friend who's, you know.
Yeah, they're sending it to you. You wouldn't believe these guys. They really suck.
Yeah.
Sometimes, maybe that's what it takes.
Sometimes you wonder. Like, sometimes you wonder as you're playing, and I'm sure there's a lot of musicians feel this way. Sometimes you wonder, like, where are you putting this video that you're randomly taking?
Yeah, where are you doing with this?
Sending it to? What are you doing with it? Like, there's a lot of weirdos out there.
Oh, sure there are, yeah.
Most of them are musicians, but the other ones are the ones you got to be worried about.
Oh, it's the ones that look kind of shifty in the back of the room, you know?
Yeah.
They're the ones that you got to watch out for. But, you know, it's been my experience to just ignore that. Just forget about it because there's nothing you can do to stop it.
No.
You know, just do the best that you can. So no matter where it is, you feel pretty good about it, you know.
Yeah,
sure.
Hell, wouldn't it be weird to find out that there was like some fetish surrounding your band?
Exactly. Like, you know. Hey, we had I will tell this story if it's okay.
Yeah,
I
mean, please do.
So, you know, Facebook, you get your likes and you get your exposure out there that way is one way.
Yeah.
And there was a good period of at least a year where we were blowing up and Singapore or countries, no offense to anyone from Singapore or any other countries, but it would be like
Philippines too.
You know, the Philippines,
yeah.
Because it would be like daily, we would look and it'd say, you have 10 new likes. And I mean, I can't pronounce their names.
Sure.
I'm trying to make fun of them.
Sure, sure.
But you know, Quasar Fattlestick, you know, over in some other country, and it's going, well, this is fantastic. You know, this is great. We're reaching people that I can't pronounce their name.
Yeah.
Or their country.
Well, that's the beauty of the internet. It's shrunk everything.
Exactly.
And, well, with all this fight of net neutrality that's happening right now, that's, you know, scaring the hell out of us. But
Yeah, we don't need that stuff going on.
No, not at all. It could really hurt places like this. You know, it's going to hurt small. It's going to hurt artists. It's going to hurt everybody. So hopefully cooler heads will prevail in this thing.
Let's I hope so.
Keep our fingers crossed on this and go along with it as best we can. The William Charles Collective, who happened to be in studio. How was that? Sail away.
Man, it's been a minute since I actually had heard the song. You listen to it so much as it's being mixed and mastered and everything.
And then you hear it just yacked back at you like that. It's like, wow.
And then you hear it and you're like, oh, okay, I won't have to play this song.
We need some new stuff from you guys.
Yes.
That's what it boils down to.
Some new stuff. We'll get you the last song that we recorded here in Memphis called Shake It. We'll get you that one. That's a good one.
When did you do that one?
That one was actually a couple years ago.
Dude, you're overdue, man.
It kind of feels bad saying that we haven't put anything out in a few years.
Yeah, it's been a minute, yeah.
But we're working on some stuff, and we'll definitely get you Shake It.
That's please do. Yeah, send it to us.
Good contrast, actually, from Sail Away to Shake It. It's there's a horn section, it's electric guitar, it's a reggae beat.
Right. Well, you're finding that, as every artist does, that your music matures over time.
You would like to think that at least the music would mature.
Not the artist. No, screw that. No, go ahead and be a kid. But,
But it definitely does. It definitely has changed over the years.
Yeah.
So, it's good, though. I like it.
It's good. That's fantastic. Well, speaking of which, y'all want to play a tune?
Sure. Yeah.
What do you want to do?
I think we're going to do Love Vigilantes. It's originally a New Order song,
right?
And then it was covered by Iron and Wine.
Okay.
So then I'm doing a cover of a cover.
It's a cover of a cover.
Yeah, here we go.
Well, there you go.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's a fun song right there. Yeah.
It's I always like to say, you know, at that, you know, after playing it or before playing it, it is definitely about a military soldier. You know, as the story goes, you know, he goes off to war and he's ready to see his family, and then, you know, when he finally returns, the wife has gotten a note that he died in battle, but he's alive, so it's happy. So it's kind of, it kind of might bring the mood down for a moment, but if you kind of look at the story side of
right.
it, it's nice and sweet. And thank you to all our servicemen, and, you know, kind of the whole theme of family this Thanksgiving. So
yeah, absolutely, that's good. Yeah.
I like it. Iron and Wine, check them out. And, you know, check us out too. But you know.
when you write, do you write about the such? I don't know, lofty type of moods, or do you write from your own experiences, or?
You know, there's a little bit of both, you know. Sometimes I'm just, you know, generally it's, you know, 3 a.m. and I'm at the house and by myself. I pick up the guitar and things either don't happen or they do. Sometimes it's an experience that I went through. You know, sometimes it's maybe just like a story that's in my head and it right. translates out. You never can really tell. I wish I had a better way to narrow it down so I could say, okay.
That's why I like asking that question, because everybody has a different answer.
Oh, yeah. I'm not the guy that's going to, you know, just pick up a guitar at 6 p.m. after a day of work and be able to pound out a song. It's going to hit me for some reason, generally 3 a.m., you know, 2 a.m., something like that.
Are you one of those guys that'll maybe hear a turn of a phrase or maybe a couple of words that kind of go well together, and then you just start working around that?
Start working around that, or something that, you know, somebody will tell a joke and I'll catch a few words out of that. The song Shake It, I mean, there's no, you know, necessarily story behind that song. I know story is supposed to be king, but there's really not. It was just a feel good, you know, dance, shake your butt, you
right,
know,
right.
Sail Away. I think there was probably a little bit of a original story with that. What the whole idea and concept was, I can't remember, but it was kind of just like a, you know, sail away. Use it as a term of just go and do your thing, whatever it is. If it's, you know, be who you are, sail away,
right,
you know, sail into the sun. So sometimes they that's a bad question to ask me personally, I think, but no offense.
No, it's not that. I know that there may be an artist out there that's listening and may be struggling with that as well.
Well, I mean we all,
so
we
they
all
don't feel, they don't feel
that.
So alone with it.
Yes,
it's not writer's block, it's just you don't want to force it either, you know.
No, and when you try and force it, that's when you
garbage.
Get garbage out, yeah. Which I'm sure I've done plenty of times, but I'd like to think that I try not to.
Well, sure.
But yeah, if you're out there and you're listening and you're a musician and you feel like you may have writer's block, or you feel like, just take a look at your surroundings. Just look at the sky, and if it's ugly, then, you know, that gray sky was killing my soul. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
see, there you go. There, just like
is.
That.
Just take that right there, and you're free to use it, by the way, radio listeners. There you go.
A free one.
There's a free one.
From William Charles. Just like that.
Somebody subscribe to Weekend Vlogger.
Yeah, just subscribe to the
Subscribe to
blog.
Weekend Vlogger, and it'll be... You may have just given somebody a Grammy. You just don't know that.
Hey,
you
just don't know. I would really hope that if they ever do win a Grammy off of writing a song from that, then
off These Gray Skies Make Me So Sad, or whatever
exactly.
was it?
Exactly. Well, I don't know what. I don't know what. We'll have to play it back.
We'll have to play it back and figure it out.
But yeah, if just look at your surroundings. Long story short, you know, if you draw off of personal life experiences.
Yeah.
Then just, you know, go stand in front of the mirror for about 10 minutes. That'll either
scare the hell out of you,
scare you to death, or, you know, you'll figure something out then in your brain if you're anything like me.
Sure.
So
yeah, sometimes it's the muse comes in different forms.
And a lot of times, and Matt, you know, playing with the band and being out on the road, I'm sure, you know, for you guys, you know, from what you've told me at least, you know, how do y'all write songs on the road? You know, how does that work?
Man, the way I write is just as much as possible. You know, like if I come up with an idea, I try to make sure I record it, write it down.
Just keep doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. And usually, you know, it's either you wake up the next day and you're like, what was I thinking? Or it's something that you stick you know, that you hang on to, you know,
right,
and you continue to work on.
Sometimes you'll have like three or four ideas going at the same time and they come together as one. You know, sometimes, I've heard of that happening. You know, there's no formula to it.
And there's songs. Sean Richardson, he's on his family vacay, but we've written most of the things over the years together.
Yeah.
And, you know, there'll be songs that I've had on the back burner. You know, I'll have a verse and a chorus, and I've had that verse and chorus for 10 years.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, that one day when I play it for Matt or if I play it for Sean and they give you that little spark, well, then you can finish the song.
Right.
And 10 years later, you're able to finish it. So
it becomes a collaborative effort at that point.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Very good. You want to do another one?
Sure.
What do you want to do?
Why don't we do the original, the one we were trying to talk about, the one we're going to be getting on Radio Memphis very soon.
Shake it.
Yes.
Okay.
It's not Taylor Swift.
Thank Christ.
But, I mean, she could, you know, you turn the volume down.
turn the volume down and you can imagine it happening.
There you go.
There's that.
All right, Matt, I'm going to let you start this off, so. Shake it on me, yeah, and shake it on me, yeah, now. I'll lay you down, yeah, I'll put you down. Oh, shake it on me, yeah, shake it on me, yeah, now. I'll lay you down, yeah, I'll put you down. And take your time and do it right. And make it last all through the night. Rock it slow and next to me and see how close that we can be. Your hips shake and my concentration breaks. So I'll lay you down, I'll put you down, yeah. Your hips shake and my concentration breaks. So I'll lay you down, yeah. I'll put you down. And take your time and do it right. Make it last all through the night and rock it slow next to me and see how close that we can be. It's time to go, don't mess up my flow around. I'll lay you down, yeah, now. I'll put you down. It's time to go on. Don't mess up my flow. I'll lay you down, yeah, now. I'll put you down. And take your time and do it right. And make it last all through the night. And rock it slow next to me. See how close that we can be.
Sounds nothing like Taylor Swift.
No, I hope not.
That's great.
It don't look like her either.
That's a great song. That's real nice. He says a couple years old.
That one's a couple years old, actually. Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, I have played gigs with this guy for the last 3 years. I'm still hearing stuff I've never heard.
I would imagine so. He's like a jukebox over
you
there.
You sit on a few of them, you know, from time to time. And I will definitely say, playing acoustic on that song without that bass line,
It's a great bass line, yeah.
It's just not going to work.
I got to give credit. Sean Richardson wrote that.
Yeah, Sean. His partner. Sorry, Sean.
Well, and it sounds good on the upright, too. I think you still hold the record for the only person down here that has ever come in with an upright.
No kidding.
I think so, yeah.
I love it. Great.
Yeah, I think you're the only one, yeah.
If you ever want me back, thank you.
Anytime, man. Yeah. Anytime.
Sit here and play with the bow. I really enjoy it. There's a few songs that he'll get the bow out and play on an upright bass. It sounds great.
Oh, it does, yeah. So, lugging that thing around has got to be a real joy, too.
It's not heavy, it's just clumsy. That's why it's got dents on every corner.
You beat that thing into it. It's a character marks. That's all it is. That's fantastic. Online, YouTube, look for Weekend Vlogger.
Yes, please.
Become a subscriber by Sunday. You could win a $50 Amazon gift card.
That's right.
You never
know.
That's
all you got to do.
But now this, what we've been doing in here is going to be a part of that.
Oh, yes. This is actually going to be the episode.
Yeah.
No, I think the Thanksgiving episode may have to jump in front.
Sure.
This will be up there pretty soon.
Pretty soon.
Yeah.
That's fine.
We'll get some Facebook videos out there as well for you guys. So.
Absolutely. Online, you're just on Facebook?
Online, just on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube.
William Charles Collective.
William Charles Collective on the Facebook page. And you can go to ReverbNation.com/... the William Charles Collective, and hear a lot of our music. You find us on iTunes, Amazon as well. So
the music is available. It's for sale. Go get it.
It is for sale, and I believe we may still have. You'll have to check Bandcamp, bandcamp.com.
Yeah,
I believe there's probably still a free download out there.
So you can
pick up a copy of I Believe Sail Away for free.
And on Wednesdays and Fridays at Lynchburg Legends.
Wednesdays and Fridays at Lynchburg Legends. That's inside the DoubleTree Hotel on Sanderlin.
Yes, and that starts at 7 o'clock?
Six o'clock.
There you go.
2-for-1 specials on everything while we're playing.
Fantastic.
No lie, you can go in there and get 2-for-1 on wine or, Jim Beam, whatever your poison is.
Get busy.
There you go.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Hey,
it's always a pleasure to see you guys.
Us.
Come down anytime, man.
Thank you very much.
Got something you want to pump, that's what we're here for.
Cool.
And get us a copy of Shaking.
I will definitely do that.
I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks, sir.
Nothing in this world sounds like an American-made guitar, and nothing else sounds like an American-made guitar made in Memphis by Kevin Butts at Killer Bee Guitars. Kevin is a luthier who knows what he's doing. He uses top-shelf materials for bodies and necks and the best in electronics and looks. Kevin can even customize your ride for that perfect look. Look for the Killer Bee Guitars banner ad at radio-memphis.com to see what you can take on stage. Look carefully. You might find the Radio Memphis guitar that is in our studio right now. Killer Bee Guitars at radio-memphis.com.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
Lightning Malcolm is in the studio. What do you say, my boy? How you doing?
Hey, it's a Hill Country production tonight. You know? I'm no stranger to this type of situation.
No.
Junior high or something.
Yeah.
Like when you first cut a song and you listen to it played back.
You're scared.
It was the first time. I won't say he was scared, but he was... It was funny how it felt like a band for the first time cutting a song. And he was really... concerned about how good it sounded and how good he did, whereas he could have been like, fuck you motherfuckers, whatever I did for you, take it and be happy, but he was
Led Zeppelin, son of a bitch,
right? He was totally the opposite. He was like the most humble of all of us.
Yeah,
it was crazy. Like, I mean, it was weird how like he's so caught up in just loving music that he was no arrogance or no at all.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
And there you go. You heard what's coming up next time on the old program. Mr. Lightning Malcolm and some fun that was had there as well. That's the abridged version of it, because if we put all 3 hours up there, you'd lose your minds. It's such as it is. The William Charles Collective, William and Matt. From the outfit, and you've heard all there is to hear about it. Quite frankly, that was the entire bit. So I hope you enjoyed that.
Yeah. All right, let's get into some music, shall we? This cat here is a good friend of ours. He's a good friend of the radio station. He's been around us for a good bit, and he is, and I didn't plan this way. I guess it just sort of happened this way. He's a Native American fellow. He's very well known amongst the Native Americans in around here. He went up to the Dakotas to fight the pipeline thing. You remember all that? Where the government said, "Oh, it's not going to leak; it'll be fine." And was it a couple of weeks ago? It dropped like a quarter of a million barrels of oil. A quarter of a million barrels of oil, or gallons, or a shitload of oil was when they said it wouldn't do that, but it did. At any rate, he went up there to protest that, and he's also he's a shaman. He can help you find your spirit animal if you're into that sort of thing. But he's also a hell of a blues guitarist and just an all-around nice guy. And we've got an instrumental from you. Yeah, he's got a brand new record that is, I believe it is out. Just look for him. His name is Butch Mudbone. The song is an instrumental called The Lundy Gras Strut. And here it is from Radioland. Very different stuff, very cool stuff from Mr. Butch Mudbone and the Lundy Gras Strut here from Radioland. Yeah, buddy. So there it is. There is that. Making the downhill slide to the holidays, my friends. It's all downhill all the way to the end of the year. I don't know about you guys, but I'm kind of glad that, you know, 2017 seemed to have started, kind of oddly, I guess because of the presidential elections, and it just was going to seem like a big comedy, but it turned into be a bit of a horror show in some aspects. In other aspects, it was actually kind of nice, and some good things did happen all around. I'm thankful for that, I suppose, is a good way to put it. But nevertheless, I'll be kind of glad to see this one over. I'm looking forward to a good 2018 as well. But we still got to wrap up this year. We got a bunch more shows coming up too. So yeah, there's all that fun and frivolity and excitement as well. So there you go. I'm going to get out of here. I got things to do. And I don't know. I don't have to worry about leftovers because we didn't do any cooking. Lucky me. Y'all be sweet, right? Y'all take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. For Christ's sake, stop shooting each other, all right? I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.